The deputy chief of the Indiana University Police Department is our great friend, Shannon Bunger. Hey, how are you today?
Mike, I'm doing great, and I'm just excited that our beloved Cincinnati Redlegs are in first place again.
Get Milwaukee out of there. They didn't have any fun with those who make beer this year. They played them well. It just didn't bounce their way, and it's just nice not having to deal with that anymore. So you go win a few and a couple in LA. Now it's back to Chicago, and they'll be home for the weekend. Speaking of heading home for the weekend, how many hours, minutes, days left until, well, you guys get everybody ready to go for the return to the weekend? When do they start coming back, buddy? And what do we got to start paying attention to?
Well, I think we need to pay attention every day because we always have some students to stick around in the summer, but this next Sunday, August 6th, we're going to do a little light early move-in day, mainly international students. We'll see about 1,500 on that day. And then on the 8th, 9th, and the 11th, we'll see a couple hundred each day. But the big move-in day is Sunday, August 13th. We're expecting about 6,000 students to move in on campus that day. So if you don't have business on campus, I would highly recommend not using 3rd Street, Atwater, or 17th Street to go from one end of town to the other. It's going to be very busy. We're going to have several officers working that day to ensure everyone's safe, and we move, make sure the traffic is moving, but it will be congested on Sunday, August the 13th.
And that's the help for everybody. We know people love to gawk. We love, people like to take pictures and post it on social media and things. Walk over there and do that. You don't have to drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you can park downtown. I think parking is free on Sunday, I believe. If you want to do that and get out and see what I think is the best campus in the country at Indiana University. And, without the students, Bloomington wouldn't be what Bloomington is. So our department's excited to get the students back. It seems like yesterday we graduated a bunch and sent a bunch home for the summer, and here we are. And I think even though my wife enjoyed having our son home for the summer, she's ready for him to head off to the apartment and maybe get that empty nest going again. I'm not sure, though.
Well, and your wife's awfully busy as well in about 2 days, correct?
She is. Her first teacher day was today, and she's been in there all last week getting her classroom set up, and she's ready to start another great year at Summit Elementary School.
Well, that's where my son will be a fourth grader there. My daughter completed her time. She'll be an eighth grader at Bachelor. So Summit is very near and dear to us. That's the only one we know. So big thanks to everybody over there, including your wife, Principal Abel, and the gang too. That's a fun place to be. All right, so everybody's going to start coming into town. You gave us a great layers there of when the activity is going to happen. Your job at IUPD, is it to be literally traffic cop to help make sure people know where they're going so they don't go down the wrong way on the one-way streets? You're here to facilitate a smooth move-in as possible, correct?
Absolutely, Mike. We all know Bloomington is full of one-way streets, and so we ask our locals to just be patient with people that might be coming driving at them head-on. Maybe slow down, honk your horn. Don't get mad at them. Just be patient with them. And our job at IUPD is just to make sure everyone's safe. We're not out to tow cars that week. We're not out for the right parking tickets. Parents are under enough stress bringing their kids to school, whether it's the first time or the second time. They're stressed there, and we want to lighten that stress as much as we can. So this is it's all about customer service for us. And our officers are always out there willing to help, get people in the right direction, let them know where they go, where the best places are to eat in Bloomington, when to go to Target, when not to go to Target. So they've got all the information they need. We just encourage anyone to ask a police officer. They won't bite. It's a lot of fun. There's so much going on during Welcome Week for the students to do, and it's just an exciting time for us. And again, our officers do enjoy a little bit of a break in the summer, but they're ready for the students to get back because it gives them something to do, and they just love interacting with the students. I can't wait for them to get back. We got some stuff planned for the first week of school to interact with our students and just make sure everybody's having a good time and being safe.
Shannon Bunger is our guest today. He is the Deputy Chief of Police at the Indiana University Police Department. His boss is Jill Lees. She is the chief over on 17th Street. That's where everybody's hanging out. Do you guys have enough folks on your staff? We know that's been an issue here with the city of Bloomington, making sure they've got getting all their bases covered, whether it's resource officers, whether it's feet on the street. How are you staffed for all your responsibilities for campus?
We're like everyone else. We are down some officer spots, but we're getting it back up. We've got two officers in field training right now. We've got three getting ready to graduate the police academy here in a couple weeks, and for major events, if we need some help, we've always got the state police, the city of Bloomington, sheriff's department to help. But then we can also reach out to our other divisions across the state, whether it's up in Indy at our central division, or even, we got officers that come up from the Southeast campus to help us out to make sure that we've got the proper staffing to make sure everyone's safe and having a great time while they're visiting Indiana University or being a student at IU.
Yeah, and that's important because all law enforcement, all the branches, for lack of a better term, when you have football games, when you have basketball games or whatever it is, you can't just have one group say, oh, we'll handle that. It can't work that way.
No, absolutely not. We would, if it wasn't for our partners on football game day, it would get ugly quick. And again, we can't thank state police enough and the city of Bloomington, their officers, the sheriff's department, Ellettsville. We've had some officers from other agencies come in to help. And we just couldn't do it. I mean, we have about 125 officers for a football game day, and I could use another 50.
Yeah,
exactly. But what we do is we make sure that the spots that need to be covered are covered. And Ohio State's going to be here in about a month.
I was going to get to that.
We're kind of like basketball. Have that a couple of those games early to knock the rust off. And we always like when Toledo comes into town. That gives us a little bit of chance to knock the rust off. But not this year. The Buckeyes will come to town and. As Coach Mallory said back in the day, maybe we can make this the third darkest day in Ohio State history and get a big win that night.
I would love to start that. And yes, I would add to that very small collection. But the greater point is you don't get a chance to knock the rust off. But that's fine. Usually everybody's just excited it's the first week of football. We know our friends from over on Interstate 70 or 74, we'll travel heavily, so there'll be plenty of activity. I try to explain to people that are new to town or haven't been here too long that we used to have football games sold out and have a two-lane bypass, and you should see the look on their face when we...
I remember working those, and I'm not sure how we did it, but we did it with what we had, and so we make it work, and... But yeah, that's you're totally right. The berms became a lane of travel back then.
It was move-in day, whatever day, anytime there was a big event, and that was the two-lane bypass. Maybe there's a turning lane somewhere in there, but
right.
We've evolved a little bit. We're getting a little bit bigger. We're getting a little bit better. But every year, you guys get smoother and smoother and better at that. Now, your cadet program, too, does that help out? How does that involve in game days? Where did the cadets start, and how do they move through their education and policing with you guys?
Yeah, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. Like I said, our police academy, the one that's in the academy right now here on campus this summer, this is actually the 50th class to go through. And so this year after the graduation, we're doing a big IUPA reunion. We've got over 400 or 500 people RSVP that's gone to our police academy since 1971 to current. And so that's going to be a big deal for us. But our cadets, they come in. We've got a new batch of cadets that are starting here in August. They'll be with us. And they're, I'd equate them to like a security guard. They help us out with basketball, football games, and their eyes and ears. And in the summertime, they attend the police academy if they meet the requirements. They pass the police academy. They're a certified officer in the state of Indiana. And then we use them to work basketball games, football games, patrol dorms. And then when they graduate, they've got a degree from the best university in the country, and they've got their police certification. And so then if they don't want to stay with us, they can certainly go over to the Bloomington Police Department, West Lafayette, Muncie, wherever, And if they get a job there, they don't have to go to the police academy, which those departments love, because they don't have to take the time to send them to the academy. They can hit the ground running. It's a phenomenal program that we've been doing here at IU since 1971. And honestly, without those students, we just couldn't do it on game day or other days. I'm a graduate of our program. Jill Lees is a graduate of our program. Superintendent Hunter is a graduate of our program. Deputy Superintendent Severs is a graduate of our program. So we got a lot of folks that are in high positions that's went through our program. And then we've got people that's, they're everywhere from Secret Service to LAPD to you name it. We've got somebody working there probably.
That's very cool. Just like the university in general, huge alumni base from sea to shining sea and all over the world. And no different for IUPD. Shannon Bunger, the deputy chief, checks in with us today. All right, here's probably the biggest question I get when I'm on the streets and people see an IU police car driving down somewhere in the city and they say, well, what's their jurisdiction? I said, well, what do you worry about that stuff for? We're just trying to keep everybody safe. What's the big deal? So I promised I would ask, how does it work? Is there an interlocal agreement where you guys go here, there, and somewhere, and BPD handles this, that, and the other thing? For the casual fan, if you will, how does all of this work? How is the police sausage made?
So we have police powers anywhere in the state of Indiana because we're certified in the eyes. And so we can go into the city, and if we see a traffic violation at, let's say, 10th and Walnut, we can certainly address that. If you see an officer driving down the south of Walnut, they may be going to their house for dinner. They better not be patrolling down there because that's not their area to patrol. Our job is to take care of our campus. And I would think Chief Dekoff would say the same thing if he had officers patrolling our campus, because they've got enough to worry about for their side. But, if they need help with calls or we need help with calls, we always are, there to back each other up, because we can get busy and, we pick the phone up and say, hey, we got this going on. Can you help us? And they're always great about helping us. We help them. And, we've got a good relationship with them, state police, the sheriff's department, Ellettsville PD. We've got a really good core group of officers that just want to make sure we're always there to help each other. And, but that's kind of like the dime version of, our area of concern. We're paying our officers to patrol and protect our assets at Indiana University.
And speaking of that pay and everything else, do you have competitive incentives that you're trying to put in? I know the city has looked into things like helping out with perhaps down payments on homes and things of the such. The perks that you can provide, is that the entire university system, or are you independent within the IU Bloomington campus? How does that work for somebody who's not, who doesn't follow this as closely as I should?
Right. Yeah. So we're kind of like a one budget through our police. So like from our Indianapolis division and Southeast. So that's kind of the way it goes through. And we do, we have workout incentives where they can do that. We work a 12-hour shift where that gives them more days away. We don't have anything where, do a down payment on a house or anything like that right now. That's kind of where we're at, is our 12 hours, days off are really good on how many days off they can get a year, and it goes up. The retirement is really good. And then another thing that's a really big perk that a lot of our officers take advantage of is pay or for taking classes. You can take a class semester and it's free. And I think the second class is like half off. I basically finished my degree back in the day, the last year and a half of it for free.
Oh, outstanding. So that's a huge perk.
And that's a huge perk. And then my son gets a tuition, a reduction in tuition while he's going to school here at IU as well. So that helps out dear old mom and dad quite a bit. We can, don't have to spend as much money on that. So every little bit helps. And so that's a big incentive. We got a lot of folks that get their graduate degrees because it's, reduced at a cost.
It makes absolute sense to do that, my friend. Or you can play the Mega Millions tonight, $1.05 billion, if you need one. Is that tonight, Mega Millions? Well, I better hurry up and check that out. I don't want to do any radio tomorrow if I happen to. If we go silent tomorrow, you'll know why, that we had a good day.
I think you'll need a good driver.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Give me a call.
Yep.
Give me a call.
First man on the list.
We'll see what we can do for you.
First man on the list, that's for sure. Shannon Bunger is our guest, the deputy chief at IUPD. Follow you on social. Where's the best point? Best places to get information, to answer questions, or if people want to learn more about what you guys are doing on campus, where should we look?
So we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under IU Police. We used to have several different accounts, and we've got those combined into one. We have our own media person now that she does all of our social media, and then she's also our public information officer. I believe you met her that day we saw you
down
at the station. So Officer Hannah Skiba, she does a great job with all of that, getting our message out, and she's always out on game days pushing stuff on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook so people can kind of keep track of what's going on.
Yeah, that's the most immediate way to get the facts, and you get the facts from the official accounts, and that's what we're talking about. At, you can go to protect.iu.edu as well and see all of the great things that are going on. The other thing before I let you go, I just want to get to – you don't have to be an IU student to get IU alerts, right?
So you actually – you don't have to be a student, but you need to be related. So like say – let's say I didn't work at the PD, but my son worked here, went to school here. You can get the alerts through that. But like, if you don't have any relation or you're not tied to the university, unfortunately, at this time, it's not set up to get an alert that way.
Okay. So
and we have it. We've been kind of working on trying to like for camps and stuff in the summer for when people come in, you know, that do camps here in the summer or, you know, whatever they're doing. If they're going to be here for 3 or 4 days, trying to get something set up where they could sign up for like 2 or 3 days where they could get it while they were on campus.
I like that. So you're working on that. All right, I will let folks know that, because sometimes when we have an assailant in the area, locked down, stay sheltered, some people get that warning, some people don't, and then we try to figure out how that works. So those aren't fun, but
no.
I'm from the school of more information is better than less information. So good. I'm glad that's moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that. I mean, yeah, if there's anything that's happening and people think something's happening, we're always, anytime we're in a situation like that, we're putting it on Twitter. Go to Twitter, and that's where the updates will be coming, is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. All of those are covered. When we push our alerts, that will go to our Twitter page.
Yeah, sometimes you got to use social media. Don't let it use you. There is a difference.
Absolutely.
In all that. All right, we're going to do this again. I'll be in touch with you because I don't want to bother you on a day when, 6,000 kids are moving in. That's I think you'll have enough to do besides talk to me. But we'll get caught up on Welcome Week at some point and see how everything's going. How does that sound?
Love it.
Excellent, Shannon. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck. Again, customer service, that's a great way to look at it, being the welcome committee to I agree, the world's best college town. There's no arguing about that, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks,
sir.